Good morning. Good evening, Arendelle. Fuck, we always do this show in the morning. So it's like morning is kind of ingrained. Okay. Good morning, Arendelle. Any Arendellers in the house? We got Boston, Baltimore. Arendelle, you've heard of Arendelle? We must have some parents here. Okay. So Arendelle is a kingdom, and it is the setting for Disney's smash hit and the fifth best-selling movie of all time, Frozen.
But not Frozen 2.
Definitely not Frozen 2. That movie fucking sucks.
It's terrible.
Just
it's
skip
so bad.
It. If you need a synopsis of that one, just come see us.
Yes, that's true.
Yes, so I am Princess Anna.
And I am Queen Elsa. And together we are Outcalls, the reigning queens of the Baltimore music scene, according to Baltimore Magazine's latest issue.
Yep, that's right.
Pretty good.
Can you believe that?
We have it here in case anybody wants to see it.
First paragraph, first sentence.
Yeah.
It's highlighted. If they say it, it must be true, right? Okay, so why the fuck are we dressed like these Disney hoes? You probably are asking yourself. Well, great question. It actually all begins, believe it or not, with a little radio station called WTMD. You heard of them? Yes, we are fortunate to have a great relationship with TMD. They hosted our album release show in 2017 for No King. We've done a couple commercials for them during the pandemic when we were all doing virtual stuff, right? We've been on Baltimore Hit Parade with Sam Sessa. What else? Oh, we played a First Thursday 4 years ago.
So one day, Sam calls us up on the phone. He goes, "Hey, Britt. Hey, Melissa.
Hey,
this
Sam.
Is Sam Sessa of 89.7 WTMD.
Yeah, Sam, we know where you work, dude.
Okay, right, of course. Anyway, I'm producing this show at Baltimore School for the Arts. We're doing Saturday morning tunes,
ooh,
and I want you to learn all of the songs of Frozen. Can you do it?
Whoa.
What do you think?
Yeah. We're going to have to think about that one, Sam. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
Okay.
Oh, whew, I don't know, Britt. What do you think?
Right, well, we thought about it. And we want to be taken seriously. LOL. Look at this fucking wig I'm wearing right now. We want our work to be taken seriously. You've seen our photo shoots, right? We look super hot and are serious in the way that we mean business, but are also super hot.
But yeah, at the same time, though, we realize we're not above dressing like princesses. Right, so we can still do this and be really cool people.
Right.
Very cool people.
Right. Very
right?
cool people.
Okay.
Very
yeah.
cool people.
All right.
And many things get thrown our way, challenges, and we saw Frozen as a big challenge, and we said yes and, because we, as women in a band, feel like we need to kind of learn how to do everything and perform all types of music and
right.
do all types of things.
Exactly. And speaking of performing all types of music, we are classically trained, as many of you probably know, and we have to learn hard shit all the time, but Frozen is a different beast. And, I mean, I say, like, Let It Go is one of the hardest fucking songs ever. Thank God I don't have to fucking sing it, okay? But also everything that was written for Kristen Bell and her freakishly flexible voice is hard, too. Try belting the word plates on a G, right? Plates! It's really fucking hard. It never sounds good. So anyway, terrible vowel choices throughout that entire score. There's lots of issues. I have a lot of notes. Anyway, we did say yes, though, believe it or not. We did say yes, and here we are 5 years later, and would you believe 2 weeks ago, we sang our fifth sold-out performance of Frozen at the B&O Railroad Museum to 700 adoring fans, and pretty much everybody who was anybody was dressed like Elsa and Anna.
Yeah, we did it. Fucking did it.
We did it.
Of course, unless Disney starts asking questions, in which case WTMD did it, and we were just only a little bit involved.
Yeah, we don't know any. We don't know WTMD.
I don't know her.
Yeah, don't know them.
Okay, so people ask us all the time, what are your goals with Outcalls? What do you want to do?
Yeah, what do you girls have in mind, you know, for this project, for this
right,
hobby? You know, you see this going, you know?
Right. Well, if we hit every note for the next 5 years and do everything that we're doing, we see it going a lot like these Frozen shows are going. First being selling out shows in Baltimore City.
Right. Number two, having to put up those, like, museum barrier things because those little motherfuckers are getting too close to the stage.
Right, and then those little motherfuckers, as Melissa just said, storm the stage, and they, like, try to unplug your shit and steal things.
Right, and they yell,
Queen Elsa, Princess Anna, it's me, it's
while me. While you're trying to, like, sing. Like, I'm trying to belt plates right now.
Right.
Don't fucking say my name. Also, looking out into the audience and seeing a sea of people who are all dressed up like you, that would be amazing.
Yep. Having those people line up to take a photo with you. And then, like, totally losing their shit when they get very close to you because they're just so overwhelmed and they're, like, gripping their people.
So
and, like,
cute.
It's really very sweet.
It's really cute. And then my personal favorite is, like, you know, when you're in a band and you're like, yeah, sing it with me. It's like nobody knows the fucking song, right? But in Frozen, they actually know the song. So when you're like, sing it with me, they're like, okay, yeah. And then they do. They sing the song, like, lyric for lyric, which is really cute. So that's the end goal.
That's the dream.
Us. We want that. For our band, Frozen. What is so wonderful about this movie, in our opinion, is that it centers on these women, these sisters, and their struggles, their differences. And in the end, though, they are just totally devoted to each other, and they're devoted to beating the odds together.
Yeah, and this is a story about women achieving something together, which we see is totally underrepresented and just not told. And always in Disney, there's always some man coming along to save the day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, so again, we totally identify with these characters. Princess Anna is like a ditzy, insane bitch, and Elsa is freezing people's shit all the time because yes. You know, whatever, she has the power, yes. So it's great. I mean, it's totally like us in real life. So we identify with the story, and I think we continue to dress up like these people because there's something about that fame that we just can't let go of. Every time we get dressed up and we feel that star power, there's something else happening. There's a directions happening. Yeah. I know. Turn right on this story. You have gone down the wrong road.
No, we're good.
No, but seriously, we love these characters, and we totally identify with them because... I mean, our whole collaboration process is really based in our friendship, and that is something that is fucking storybook special. Every single song we write, every hurdle we have overcome in this industry, we've always had each other to turn to, and we are very thankful for that.
Totally. And I feel like if we wait long enough, these Frozen fans that keep coming to these shows are eventually going to become Outcalls fans.
Yeah, totally. Right. In like 15 years, they're going to have all this Outcalls merch they bought at the Frozen show. And be like, what the fuck do I have this for?
Right.
Exactly. Yeah, they're going to be our fans. And why shouldn't we still be going on tour when we're old hoes? Red Hot Chili Peppers, Rolling Stones, they're all fucking doing it, right?
Exactly.
We can be those old hoes.
I think we're not those old hoes, though, right now.
Not yet.
No, not yet. Okay. Thank you.